In the Gospel today, we have the story of the beheading of St. John the Baptist, who spoke against the king when he was free. He said the king should not take his brother's wife. And, of course, the king heard of it and arrested him and kept him in prison and then grudgingly killed him at the request of his daughter, who did some kind of a lewd dance, probably. But we have the witness of St. John the Baptist, who spoke against the king not only when he was free, but when he was in his presence in the dungeon. The king liked to hear what he had to say, and of course the king would have continually urged him to give up his sinful life or whatever, you know, confront him of the sinful things that he was doing. He was a murderer, etc. So he was a brave man, a courageous, but, you know, we think of bravery and courageousness as something that some people just are maybe born with or whatever. But it really comes from the life that he lived. He lived entirely for Jesus, for the coming of Jesus, for the person of Jesus, for God. His life was wholly immersed in doing God's will and his love for God that began when he was a child. And he just lived it. It was just like a fish swimming in that water of the love for God and totally immersed in God's will and his reflections on who God is, how great he is, and how his laws are perfect, and his goodness and perfection, all of that. And we have, can perhaps say, we have even more to reflect on today with the coming of Jesus, his revelations to us. The church, you know, it's the Eucharist and sacraments, we can be so immersed in the beauty of our faith, which is really comes down and focuses on the person of Jesus Christ himself. That is the source of our strength, of our life, gives life to our whole faith and all that we do. The person of Jesus, we are living for him. We observe the laws of God to please him and to live for him, to do everything for him. And everything is a personal relationship, a personal reason for everything we do. And when we are totally caught up in Jesus, Mary, and everything that surrounds the throne of God, that surrounds Jesus, our Lamb of God, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Hero, the one who has done everything for us, we are caught up in the grace of God, caught up in this life living for him, and we can't imagine ourselves not living for him. And if we offend him, we restore our love for him by confessing our sins. But if we are in the public place, in the marketplace, if we are confronted with those who fight against Jesus or speak against him or offend him in any way, we are offended ourselves and we speak up. We naturally speak up against this kind of thing, these evils that are happening in the world. This is what St. John did. This is what all the saints did. They instinctively spoke up for the defense of Jesus, the defense of goodness, defense of what is right. And this gives natural courage, fortitude that we have because we love Jesus and everything that he stands for, everything that he did. Everything that he proposes to us, which is only for our good and happiness, because he loves us. So this is, you know, if we waver and falter and don't stand up for our Lord, we should really come back to this, come back to our relationship with Jesus, restore it and defend it and strengthen it on the Eucharist, strengthen it on prayer, deepening our prayer, our union with Jesus and our relationship for him. This is what gives us that courage and fortitude of the saints. we can all have it. We can all have it. And, you know, we can still see our weaknesses, but know that when we are, our back is against the wall, when we are, you know, at the stake or we're at court or whatever, we know that our Lord's going to give us the words and the courage and the grace to go to the stake, to die for Jesus. And we are doing that on a daily basis, dying for Jesus, living for him, loving our Lord. And we just need to continue to nourish it and to make it stronger in our love for God through our prayers and the sacraments. So let us continue to immerse ourselves more and more in our faith and our love for Jesus and make it stronger. And, you know, the stronger we are, the more we upbuild our neighbor, the more we build up our family and those around us and our society. It can happen with one person and a small group of people. We can build up this love for Jesus, this strength of our faith and our willingness to die for Jesus, to die for our faith. And it can happen. And so let us be ready for it.